We've spoken recently about the prohibition of eating before tefillah in the morning. That's not the only thing which one's not allowed to do before davening. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph that Asur lo la'adam la'asot chafat tzav kodem she'yitpalel. A person's not allowed to take care of his own needs before davening. She'ne'emar, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, tzedek lefanav yehaleich. Yastim l'derech pa'amav, which is interpreted to mean that at first a person should proclaim the righteousness of Hashem, and then he should set off on his journey and do what he or she needs to do during the course of the day. And based on this, the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Siman Pei Tet Sif Gimel says that a person's not allowed to lihitasek bitzrachav, take care of their business or personal needs, or to go on a journey until they've davened the Shmona Esrei, until they've said the Amidah. Then the Rama, or the pseudo Rama, this is brought in brackets as if it is the Rama, though it's not introduced with the words Haggah, says, Yesh Mekilin, La'achash Amrim Miksat Brachot. Now those who are lenient after they've said a few of the morning brachot, they've said Birchot HaShachar, B'tov La'achmir Bazeh, but really, it's best to be machmir about this. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the source of this comment of the Rama, that there's room to be mekel if one's already said some brachot, and that's in the Trumat HaDeshen. The Trumat HaDeshen actually rejects it. He says some people are lenient, but that's not right. And the Aruch HaShulchan is a bit surprised that the Rama says just v'tov lahachmir bazeh, that it's good to be machmir, which implies that min hadin you can be meikul, that it's just better to be strict. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Lavush both say that no, min hadin, one has to be strict, and that one is not allowed to do work before davening, even if one has said miktzat brachot. This is a question that comes up from time to time. It's perhaps on a Sunday morning, a person wants to get up early and do an hour's work or so before davening shacharit. Or it can happen, perhaps a person has got business, works online with a firm that's abroad in Israel or in Europe, where they're a couple of hours ahead of us, and they want to get up, start work at 5 o'clock in the morning, do 2 hours work before shacharit at seven. Are they allowed to do so? So from this sugya, it would seem that they're not allowed to do so, and they have to daven shacharit first. It would seem that if they've really got to do the work first, then it would be better to daven shacharit b'chidut and then daven afterwards, rather than to work first and then daven tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is an enhancement of tefillah, as this is actually an issa in the Gemara to do work before davening. So this is something that needs to be considered. If one starts work before Alot HaShachar, certainly more than half an hour before Alot HaShachar, then it's permissible. If you've started within half an hour of Alot HaShachar, you don't have to stop when the Zman Tefillah comes, so long as you've got time to daven when you finished what you're doing. So in the winter, when Alot HaShachar is quite late, so then you start work at 6 o'clock in the morning, you'd be all right. You can do 2 hours work and then go to an 8 o'clock minyan. In the summer, it would be much more of a halakhic issue that needs to be addressed. There are, however, a couple of exceptions to the rule. It's brought down in the notes in the Dirshu, in the name of Rashlomo Zalman Orbach, that something which is just a casual activity and doesn't really take any time, you're allowed to do before tefillah. So, if you get up in the morning and the first thing you do, is you turn on the washing machine or put in a load of laundry on your way out to shul, so that would be permissible before tefillah. Taking out the rubbish as well is also going to be permissible. But, to clean the house and do the ironing and that sort of thing wouldn't be permissible before tefillah. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that to do chefzei shamayim before tefillah is permissible. So you're not allowed to go shopping before shul, but on a Friday you can go and do the shopping for Shabbat before davening, because that's regarded as chetzei shamayim. The Mishnah Brura indicates that once Alot HaShachar has arrived, then you're not allowed to be nichnas lamerchatz. You're not allowed to go into the bathhouse. The question is, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean to say one's not allowed to take a shower before davening? So Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva on this in Minchat Asher Chelek Gimel towards the beginning, where he says, no, where the Mishnah was talking about Nichnas L'Merchatz, that means you're going to the Turkish baths and you're relaxing and having a schwitz and all that. If you're just having a shower because you get washed in the morning, so just like you're allowed to brush your teeth, wash your face because of cleanliness, so a person who part of getting up in the morning is to have a shower, then that's also going to be permitted. You don't need to worry about that. Somebody once suggested to me, you're not allowed to shave before tefillah in the morning, because that's included. The Mishnah Brura indicates that the histaper, have a haircut before davening, is prohibited once you've reached Alot HaShachar. But I think to shave, in actual fact, is permitted. That's not the same as the histaper. Histaper is, you know, you're going for your big haircut, but shaving in the morning is making yourself look decent, just as you wouldn't go into the office unshaven, or at least pre-pandemic people wouldn't. Nowadays, lots of people have a bit of growth on them. But just as you shave before going to the office to make yourself look smart, so it's also correct to shave before tefillah to make yourself look smart. And I would actually suggest that rather than saying that it's osa to shave before tefillah, I would say that it's correct to shave before tefillah. Ad kan.